In the Middle East, there's old Muammar Gaddafi, or as his friends call him Mo. Hey, Mo! Hey, hey, friend, he's a lush. Hey, hey, you numbskull. No. When you look at Gaddafi, doesn't he look like a cross between Omar Sharif and Charles Manson? Kind of that little French thing. He's got the handsome face, but the eyes are going helter-skelter. Helter-skelter. They call him Colonel Gaddafi. Sounds like he should have a chain of terrorist chicken stores. Come on down to Colonel Gaddafi's bomb in a bucket. Come on down. Bring the kids. Get a grenade. Come on down. Here's a man who had the audacity to go, it's a line of death. You cross it, you die. Okay? You cross this line, you die. Okay? You cross this line, you die. This line, you die. Okay, you knock on my door, I'm not coming out. Nah. What? What is this? The only people flying to the Middle East right now are terrorists. Will you be sitting in armed or unarmed? In case of a cabin seizure, a small gun will fall from the ceiling, run to the front and claim it in the name of Allah.
No.
The whole Middle East is like an old Marx Brothers routine. It's like Gaddafi, God bless you, Assad, nobody, Hussein, nobody, you're out of here. Prime Minister Botha, why courtesy phone? Prime Minister Botha, why courtesy phone?
Strange thing. South Africa's getting to the point where even Lester Maddox is going to have to go over there and go, excuse me, Mr. Botha, can I talk to you for a moment? Mr. Botha? Mr. Botha, can I explain something to your ass? Let me show you the odds here, Sparky. There's 14 million black people. There's 3 million white people. Now, does the name Custer mean anything to you?